Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a mug on, dress like a $1 million, got things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me, put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together,
you should be
pleased. Steve
Harvey,
I sure will. But good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. Today is real simple. For everybody that's trying to become successful on any level, in any arena, any genre, I don't care what it is, if you're trying to be successful, this message is for you. Let me help you understand something real clear. You ain't gonna make it the way you want to, and you're not going to make it to the heights that's fully out there and available for you without God. And I'm just gonna keep it real simple and clean for you today. You're not going to make it the way you want to, and you're not going to get to the heights that's available to you without God. You have to get this through your head. Now listen to me. You can try it if you want to, because I did. I'm here to tell you, I am talking purely from experience here. You can try it without God, and you can see how far you can get. Now, will you have some measures of success? Of course you will. Will it feel like days like you might make it? Of course you will, without a doubt. But let me ask you a question, though. What you gonna do about them days when you feel like you ain't gonna make it? What you gonna do about them days when you feel like giving up? When you gonna do about them days where it feel like there are no answers to your questions? What you gonna do about them days? What you gonna do about them days when everybody laughing at you and turning against you? What you gonna do about them days when you just don't see no way through it? What you gonna do about them days? Oh, see, I got the sunshine. You know, sunshine cool. Everybody got friends when it's sunny outside. You want some friends? Hit the lotto. You want to get rid of them friends? Go ask for some help. Man, I'm talking about, man, they scatter like roaches when lights come on. I'm trying to tell you. So now, here we go again. You can do this without God now, because I've done it. And you can have yourself some measure of success. Let me even hip you to a little bit closer, though. Let me tell you why you are doing it without God and having some measure of success. Can I tell you why? Because of God's grace and mercy to us. Because of his grace and mercy, trying to keep us, in spite of ourselves, for the real mission that he really got for us. See, that's the truth of the matter now. Now what we talking about now, Steve. See, so yeah, you can do it without God, and you can have some measure of success without God. And yeah, you got your little degree and everything. Yeah, you completed the program, got all that, yada, yada, yada. But don't you know something? It's because of God's grace and mercy that he helps us anyway. Well, even when we ain't asking for help. When he bails us out anyway, when we ain't even asking to be bailed out. You know why? Because he loves us that much, that he would allow us to exist until we get our mind together where he could take us where he really trying to take us. But now let me tell you something, though. Let's get this real straight and clear today. You can do this without God if you want to. But I am telling you, to get to where you really want to be and to be all that God has for you, you got to have God. There's no ifs, ands, buts about it. And let me tell you this here. I don't really care what nobody done told you. Are you listening to me? I don't care what they say. Don't get this thing twisted. They got these people out here talking about they Illuminatis and all this here. Man, don't listen to me. Don't get caught in this mess. Don't get caught in no foolishness. You were created by God. God created you and your soul. We were all created in his image. All of us. Don't get to talking about you finna cut a deal with the devil and all. You ain't cutting no deal with nobody, man. The devil don't do deals. He one-sided. I'm taking you to hell. You going to hell. You'll burn in hell. That's his deal. I want your soul. I want you to lose hope. I want you to take your life. I want you to take some other people's lives. I want you to feel hopeless. I want you to realize that there ain't no God. That's his whole deal. His whole deal is negative. Oh, he can talk you into dealing drugs if you want to, but let me tell you something about this. I watch these shows all the time. Drug, ink, and all this here, cocaine, mafia, everybody on now go to jail or get killed. Our prisons is filled today with our young boys because they thought they could outslick the system. They thought they had a way. They thought. They sitting up in here and they fell for the old cliche, man, I got to do what I got to do. I got to get this money. Well, the only reason you got to do what you got to do is because, like I say all the time, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Had you just done some of the things you were supposed to do, had you just stayed in that school when it didn't look right, well, if you had just formed a relationship with God and gotten rid of the I ain't going to make it, the I'm hopelessness feeling, you wouldn't have found yourself doing something so far out the box, got you out here being in a spirit that don't even belong to you. God ain't created you to be no dope dealer or no such a thing or nothing even close to that. See, let's get your mind right and understand what's going on here. You know, that's what I need everybody. I need everybody to get me clearly about this. This is not going to happen without a relationship with God. It will not happen for you in any shape, form, or fashion. Now, one more time, for those of you that think you're making it without him, I want you to understand something clearly. It is but because of his grace and mercy that we exist. And God is just taking care of you, looking out for you. Got some angels encamped around you until you get your mind right so he can get you where you're going. But now I want you to understand something. There's a cost and a consequence and a penalty for everything we do that's outside the will of God. That's for all of us. All of us have consequences, penalties, and everything that we got to deal with outside of the will of God. Understand that clearly. Don't get this thing twisted sideways. You understand me? You know, I heard a young man tell me one day, he said, Steve, you know, man, I just don't see how God looking out for me if he would allow all these things to happen to me. I'm having such a hard time in my life. I really don't see how there's a God looking out for me. I looked at the young man. I said, let me ask you something, man. You still breathing? He said, yeah, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, you're still free. He said, what you mean? I said, you ain't locked up, are you? He said, no, I'm standing here talking to you. I said, where you get them clothes from? I bought them. I said, well, you bought them with what? I bought them with money. I said, where you get the money from, young man? He said, I got a job, Mr. Hoff. I got a job. I said, well, where you live, though? He said, I got an apartment. I said, well, where you get the apartment from? Mr. Hoff, I'm working. I got an apartment. I got a job. I said, oh, okay. Okay. So now this God ain't looking out for you thing. Finish telling me what you're telling me. Well, see, man, I'm having it real hard right now. I said, hey, man, are you hungry? Have you had lunch yet? He said, yeah, already had lunch yet. I said, oh, okay. So go on, finish telling me about this, how God ain't looking out for you. He said, and you know, man, every time I try to do something, it seemed like it go wrong for me. I said, but let me ask you something, man. I said, every time it go wrong for you, I say, somehow you survive it. He said, yeah, I survive it some kind of way, but it still be all messed up for me. I said, but you still got through it, though. He said, yeah. I said, okay, man, go on, finish telling me how God ain't looking out for you. And he stopped. He said, hey, Mr. Harvey, he said, how come every time I tell you something that's going wrong, you keep telling me God looking out for me? I said, because you still here, man. I said, see, you don't understand it. I said, you seem to think that you're supposed to skate through life, that it's all supposed to go how you want it, any kind of way. I said, man, these is the test of your faith. I said, God looking out for you the whole time. I said, every time you tell me something going wrong, you seem to turn around and tell me how you survived it. You keep telling me what ain't going right, but you keep telling me all these things you have. I said, man, so what you got to do is you got to stop looking at the what you ain't got column and start focusing on the what you do have column. But if you ain't happy with nothing he done for you, you want him to keep piling stuff on. I said, you failing the test, young man. The test is, are you grateful for where you are right now so I could give you more so we can move forward? He said, oh, man, I never even looked at it like that. I said, well, why don't you take your blessed cell phone somewhere and sit down? He said, man, I think I'm going to go on over here and let you finish talking. I said, thank you, son. Sometimes you just got to look at what you do got, folks. That's all it is, okay? You can't make it without God, y'all. You got me today? All right, let's be clear. Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please, please have your attention on this great morning right here? This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry.
Hello.
You on a delay?
Not like Tommy during the game, but sort of, yeah.
Hey, see?
Carla Pharrell, she on your boy.
What's up, crew? Hello, good morning.
And we just got here.
Hey, Junior.
Morning, Unc. Here.
Where's the hype man?
Yeah.
Hold up.
Oh, yeah, I asked for hype man.
I asked for hype man, Sherry. Tommy Town.
Big doggy dog. How you doing, man?
We in here.
Okay.
Day after the Queen's birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday. How was it, Steve?
How was that?
Because you couldn't tell us
anything yesterday. Come on, Big Pimp.
Tell me what you did. Yeah.
Let us live.
A little something in the backyard, just family.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just family, grandkids, kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Everybody that was in town. Nice little eats.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute, Steve, before you say that, tell everybody who's the queen's birthday. Who are you talking about? What happened in case they missed it?
The queen ain't the one queen to me. You know,
like,
Tommy got one queen.
Right.
That's it.
And so Marjorie's birthday was yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't let none of these days go by without trying to.
You don't mess around when it comes to Marjorie's birthday.
I don't want to surprise her. I try to startle her. It's different, you know.
Take surprise, her breath away.
Surprise. This is surprise. Ooh. That's a surprise. Startle. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a little food out and everything. All the kids was over. Had in the backyard. And, you know, I can't tell you exactly what happened. Because, you know, it's so much hate out there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, don't worry about it. Give it to me.
No, Tommy.
Come on.
See, I just can't just do that.
Let people live, Steve. Let us dream. Come on.
Let us live varicosely through. Yeah. What's the name?
Vicariously.
Live what? Varicosely.
Yeah.
That's
a vein.
That's a
like
vein.
The vein.
Oh, that. Okay, my bad.
Right. No wonder you can't win an NBA.
Are you smarter?
He said miracle.
Smarter than who?
What's that miracle?
So let me see.
You can fix it, Steve.
I don't know how I'm going to do it.
Man, the hell with them people, man. What you did?
Nah, you can't tell me. I'm scared.
You scared?
Why you can't? It's a blessing. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
God has really blessed you, Steve. He has really blessed you, okay? We're all blessed, but you're really blessed.
Put it this way. God going to be mad if you don't tell her what he did for
let
you.
Yeah, let the people know.
Why would God be mad at me about that?
Mad, Tommy. No, but let the people know how he's blessed.
That's not a good example.
Let the people know.
All right, on 30-something funny, I'll decide what I can tell.
Okay. 30-something money.
This is called time spent listening.
Really?
We're going to find out how Steve's wife Marjorie's birthday went yesterday at 32 after the hour right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. When we left off, you were telling us what you did for Marjorie's birthday yesterday.
So, you know, we are in the backyard,
uh-huh.
And the family's there, you know, got some music in the backyard and we eating. I just like to say I fell off of the vegan wagon today.
Oh, really? Had a little birthday cake and stuff, huh?
You mean yesterday, because it's morning now. Yeah. You mean yesterday
that's what I
you
meant,
fell
yesterday. I'm back on the vegan trail this morning.
But
yesterday, I fell off. I was warned not to do it, they said, because you start eating meat and stuff and you ain't had none in 5 weeks, you're going to get sick. I don't know who the hell they was talking to.
Did you have meat?
What?
So this was at the birthday celebration.
The question is how much?
Hmm. Oh, you went overboard with
it? He went in, didn't he?
What you eat, steaks and stuff?
Barbecue?
No, I ain't do no barbecue.
Caviar.
I just had some fish.
Oh, okay. All right, okay.
Fishing. Oh, that's okay.
About 85 chicken wings.
Minimum.
Buffalo or lemon pepper?
Barbecue, lemon pepper, and they messed around and they fried some.
Oh.
And do you know that fried food actually looked disgusting to me?
Really, Mr. Vegan?
Yeah, it looked disgusting. It was absolutely delicious.
It looked, but it was delicious.
You ate it with your eyes.
Looked disgusting.
I'm trying to tell you, man. So anyway,
you was a vegan judging the wings.
I created that new term. I'm a veganex, which means I'm a vegan to the next time I eat some meat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Things going on, and so then I went upstairs. You know, sometimes during the day, if she takes a nap, she put them, them things that cover your eyes, make it dark.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
Yeah. Little blindfolds. Yeah, we wear them on the plane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went up there and got one of them, and put it on there. Walked it through the house, made a knock on some doors, throw off, and had the family outside. And then had to walk it through the front door, mm-hmm. and then took it off. And
come on.
Spirit showed up.
Come on, Steve.
Huh?
Spirit you said surprise. What? What happened? What she do?
She just started calling on the Lord.
That's who you would want to call. Yeah.
The spirit showed up.
Uh-huh. Because it was so overwhelming what you bought her.
Oh, yeah. I knocked her down, picked her up, threw her down, knocked her down.
She had no idea.
No. Clueless. She was walking towards it, pop locking.
What she saw.
Yeah, Martin know how to pop lock?
And you almost go down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
So forth and so on and everything. Mm-hmm.
Are you going to tell us what you bought?
I can't
Doesn't sound
do
like it.
Because my wife posts, and if she didn't post, that's probably a reason.
Oh, okay. I got you.
So I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
Here they go again.
Oh, okay,
always trying to throw their life in our face.
Mm-hmm.
When really what I be trying to do is really put it in your imagination so you can see that what's available out there, the blessings. But we'll see. So maybe.
You got like a pink helicopter or something,
dog? A pink helicopter.
What is with him and this obsession with helicopters? Like, don't nobody want that.
Tommy, are you gonna get a helicopter?
I'm gonna get me one.
See?
I'm gonna get me one.
Yeah. It's gonna be
but
big.
I want one whole like 8-10 people, you know.
Yeah, but can I ask you a question though?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you get a helicopter to what do you see yourself needing it?
Well, like if I'm in let's say hypothetically, I'm in LA.
Mm-hmm.
I can go from Hollywood to Malibu. Mm-hmm. Calabasas. Mm-hmm. I can go down to San Diego. I can roll, dog.
You can do all that in the car,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you can drive that's there, true. Too. Yeah.
But that's traffic. All that 405, isn't it? What y'all talking about?
Yeah. Go from Malibu back to Hollywood at 4:30. Yeah. See you tomorrow.
Right.
Ain't no helicopter traffic.
All right.
No. I see you, big baller. Hey, okay, let me ask y'all a question.
Yes, sir.
Listening.
Shirley, if you had $100 million.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Yes, to
give
whatever
me three
you can
things
right ask
you would
me.
Buy with $100 million.
Oh, okay. A house for sure.
Yeah.
a house.
How much would you spend out of the 100? You got 100 clear after tax.
At least, I'll say 25.
A $25 million
yeah.
house?
Yeah.
Ooh, you finna be nice.
Yeah. At
least. All right, you got 75 left. What you gonna do?
Oh, okay. Let's see. I don't know. Cars, I guess. I'm just buying. House, cars. What else is there to buy?
What kind of car? What else is it to buy?
I mean, you know, an airplane costs more than that, right?
No. Uh-uh.
I don't want an island. I was going to say an island, but I don't want an island. I mean, I thought about an island, but I don't want an island. No, I don't want
one.
Okay,
well, just you.
Yeah, you know what I would buy, Steve? I would buy a mall. Yes, what I would buy. A mall.
That's it?
A mall. I would buy a house, a mall in every city.
Okay, you broke. Okay. Junior,
man,
100,
look
100
here.
Million.
Boy, I'm going to have a plane. Now, I don't know how much a plane costs, but $100 million, I believe I can afford one.
Oh, you can get a plane for $100 million.
See, I didn't know if
you could. But can you get one for $10?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you can.
Is it a nice one?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
$10 million on the plane, $10 million on the house, and then I am going, the rest of it, I'm buying a neighborhood. I'm developing property.
Yeah.
See, I gotta flip this. I'm developing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I gotta develop that way. The 100 million can turn into 200 million.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. See, I'm thinking different now.
Okay, well, before we come back and do the prank, Tommy is up with his 100
yes,
million.
Yes, yes.
Cool.
All right, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, before we get to the prank, like Steve said before we went out, the run that prank back from the nephew today. Steve, you asked us if we had $100 million, what would we buy? I said I'd buy a mall, I'd buy a house. Junior said...
Oh, plane house.
Yeah.
Plane house and property.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to ask Tommy now, you said.
So, Tommy.
Yes, sir.
You got $100 million cash clear. What you going to buy?
First thing I got to get is a hypnotist. Because I need him to hypnotize me and get all these family members out my memory. All them people got to go.
Got to block them.
All them people. I don't know what a hypnotist costs, but I'm paying for that first.
You should let him go
All
last.
Them people. I can't. I don't want to remember none of them. Get my plane.
They're going to remember you.
But surely, it don't work if I don't know them. You can't know me and I don't know you.
So, come on.
But I'm getting one of them real planes, though. I want that double decker. Matter of fact, I want an old Emirates plane. That's what I want.
Okay.
That.
Okay, you out of your.
He's place. Broke.
He's out of the money.
My money gone?
Yeah. Messed up,
though. Yeah.
I didn't get to the third
thing. What was it? The third thing.
A silverback gorilla just for security.
I knew. Apple said a silverback gorilla for security.
You don't buy you a Harambe.
He gone.
What is damn fool? Hell, man. A hypnotist? He ain't bought
He's
nothing
stupid.
Made no damn sense. A hypnotist?
A silverback gorilla.
A old Emirates airplane. Double decker. For what? And a silverback.
Man, he said a silverback.
That's funny, man.
For security.
For security. He's going to need that, yeah. But with all that money.
After the prank a little later on, we're going to ask Carla what she's going to do with her money.
All right.
Woo, champ.
Just for you, though.
All right, nephew, king of pranks, what you got, Mr. Silverback Gorilla having?
I dropped your wife. I dropped your wife. It is.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Tony.
This is Tony.
Tony, how you doing? This is Nephew Tommy.
Hey, Nephew Tommy. I can't believe you're calling me. Oh, my God.
You sent an email in to prank your...
Yes. Oh, my God. I sent that, like, months ago. I didn't think you were going to call me.
Yes, I'm calling you now. How long y'all been married?
8 years.
Okay.
8 years. That's my heart.
Okay. Let me ask you something. What makes your husband just go off? What can I do that you know that's a button for him that you don't want to push?
Anything that has to do with me. Let me tell you, he is crazy about me. If anybody mess with me, if anybody tries to go off on me, he will lose it.
Okay, okay.
Oh, what are we going to do? I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
All right. Okay, you know what? You know what? Okay, check this out.
Okay.
Can you click over on a three-way? Can you call him?
Okay, I can holler from my phone. But you're going to be on the phone, right?
Yeah, I want him to think that I got your phone.
Okay.
I tell you what, you just click over and get him on the line. Just click over. So when you click back, you can't say nothing else. You got to be quiet.
Okay. Because
at the end, I'm going to let you talk to him, okay?
Okay, hold on. Tommy, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, it's ringing.
All right, you hit mute or something, okay?
Okay.
Hey, what's up, baby?
No, this, how you, is this Darren?
Yeah, this Darren. Who is this?
Hey, we got a bit of a situation with Tony,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we got a situation for real. This is my wife's phone. Who is this?
Who is this? We're trying to get, Tony actually twisted her ankle, man, so we got to get her to the emergency room and get her checked out.
She twisted her ankle. How'd she twist? Wait. Back up. Who did you say? Who is this? How did Tony twist her ankle?
Actually, she fell and...
All right, man, look. My wife is with her mom right now. Who are you? How'd she twist her ankle? And why are you calling me? Why isn't her mother or somebody calling me? Who is this? You never told me your name, bro.
No, I'm a friend, man. She didn't fall. I actually dropped her.
Whoa. How did you drop her? What do you mean you dropped her?
We had a couple of drinks at the hotel, man, and she...
Wait. Hotel? What the hell you mean a hotel? My wife's supposed to be over her mom's house. Now you calling me from her phone talking about you dropped her? Y'all at some hotel? Why y'all even at a hotel? What the hell are you talking about a hotel, bro? Where is my wife? Where is Tony? Why ain't Tony on the phone?
Hey, dude, you gotta calm down, man.
You calling me from my wife's phone, talking about she hurt? You dropped her? Y'all at a hotel? She's supposed to be at her mom's house? Bro, where is my wife, man?
Tony, I got it. Just hang on.
Tony, put my wife on the phone, man.
Hey, dude, I need you to calm down, man.
No, you talking about y'all about to go to an emergency room? You dropped my wife? Y'all at a hotel? Dog, put my on the phone before your be in the emergency room.
Hey, man, listen, you got to calm down. Tony already embarrassed
man,
about the
I don't even know who the hell you are. You still ain't told me your name. Put Tony on the phone, bro.
Listen, man, you got to chill out, man. I'm just a friend, okay?
I tell you what, in the emergency room, tell me where y'all at. I'll come to the hotel. I get my own wife and take her wherever she needs to be. Tell me where you at.
As soon as Tony get dressed, man, I'm going to get her there, okay?
What? As soon as she get dressed? What do you mean as soon? Hey, man, real talk, dog, where y'all at, man? Put Tony on the phone, man.
I'm not putting Tony on you too irate, man. Why are you screaming and hollering, dude?
I swear to God, if I find out where y'all at, I'm going to come over. It's going to be one for you and Tony. Hey, man, where y'all at, bro? I'm cool. Where y'all at? Tell me where y'all at.
No. I tell you what, man, I'm going to get Tony's ankle taken care of, and we'll get somebody to drop her back off at the house, okay?
I'll drop her off at the house, man. Just tell me where y'all at. I want to come get my wife. I want to make sure she get the treatment that she need, bro. Tell me where y'all at. Don't go nowhere. I want you to be there when I come get her. Don't go nowhere. Where y'all at?
I can't do it. I mean, we didn't...
Put Tony on the phone, man. Put my wife on the phone.
I'm not... Listen,
Let
dude.
Me talk to my... wife, bruh.
Hey, man, it's the reason why I'm calling, man. She embarrassed about all of this.
And now she gonna be more than embarrassed once. Hey, okay, it's cool. Hey, tell her ain't no need to be embarrassed. I love her, man. That's my girl, man. Let me holler at my wife, bruh, please.
No,
that's all
no,
I'm at.
No. I already
give
know,
my
man.
Wife a phone, bruh.
Listen, dude.
Hey, man, look, dog, real talk, you still ain't telling me who the you are, dog. All I know is you calling me talking about you in some hotel with my wife and look, let me tell you something. Don't let that leg, that ankle, whatever you say is wrong with my wife, get your whoops, dog, I'm telling you, when I find out who you are, I'm busting your put my wife on the phone, man. That's my last time asking you, dog. I promise.
Hey, man, you too irate, man. You too irate.
Put my wife on the phone, bro. That's all I'm saying. You better leave town. That's what I'm saying. You got to leave town, my man. You better leave town.
Do you want to talk? Let Tony decide if she want to talk to you or not, okay?
Let her decide.
Tony, do you want to talk to him, Tony?
Don't even ask him.
Hey, man, you... Hey, man, pull up, bro.
I don't even know you, man. Put on the phone. You scared to tell me your name.
Tony, you want to talk to him?
Hell yes, you want to talk to me, man. I don't even know why you keep asking those dumb questions. Give her the phone. I'll pay
okay.
the phone bill.
Tony, here she is, man.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. Go where the you at?
Baby.
Who are you with? Tony, hey, baby. Tony, look, I don't have time for games. Where you at, baby, and who you with? That's all you got to tell me.
Baby, just calm down. I got something to
where
tell you, okay?
Where are you, Tony? Tony,
baby,
where you at?
Listen to me. Baby, you got to
listen
to me.
I'm listening.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Listen to me real carefully, okay?
Where you at, Tony?
Baby, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Baby, you just got pranked by nephew Tommy.
You sound like I'm laughing right now.
I love you.
Okay, girl. You hurry up on home. That's cool. All right, you got me.
All right, coming up, we'll do some Hurricane Michael information, and we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In entertainment news, Fabolous is facing 4 felony charges tied to his alleged assault on Emily B., his longtime girlfriend. We all remember this story, and the mother of his 2 children. TMZ is reporting that Fabolous was indicted last week in New Jersey on 1 count of domestic violence with significant bodily injury, 2 counts of threatening to kill, and 1 count of possession of a weapon, a pair of scissors. The incident in question where he's accused of threatening to kill Emily and her family members was partially captured on video. She says he punched her in the face so hard it knocked out her front teeth in the weeks leading up to another altercation in their driveway. The couple are still together through all of this.
What?
Yeah. In the past few months, they've been spotted in public at events and on family vacations.
What?
Wow.
Well, let me say this to you. If you knock my damn teeth out,
say it.
Don't go to sleep.
They still together?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are.
Yeah,
and that'll be the only reason we still together. Because I'm waiting on you to go to sleep.
You're not going to get my teeth and I don't get yours. I tell you that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. I'm going to tie your ass down and I'm going to get some pliers and I'm taking your whole top row out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's something.
Abuse is real. That is real.
Domestic violence.
Yeah, this is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. All right. In other entertainment news, the Daily Mail is reporting that the Jay-Z and Beyonce, the Carters, cut off the West. Kim Kardashian and Kanye, they're talking about, because of their ties to President Trump. Jay-Z and Beyonce prominently supported both Barack Obama and his would-be successor, Hillary Clinton. We all know that. However, Kanye has been vocal about his support for the president right now, even rocking that MAGA hat on multiple occasions. He has a visit planned with President Trump and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, at the White House today. It's on the schedule for today.
You know, man, everybody's been talking about this.
Yeah,
I cannot understand that, man. I really can't, you know.
He thinks he's doing good, trying to do some good.
I understand the thought. But
you had good intentions.
You should have called him.
Oh, yeah. Dog, let me tell you something, man. I had some real good intentions when I went up there.
Yeah,
it was before he was voted in. I mean, before the inauguration.
Yeah, he was still president-elect at that time.
You know, I went up there with some good intentions. But once I found out how this all plays out, I can't be bothered with you, man. You can't do what you've done to these many people. Even if you go along with. I just don't want to be in the same. I think Kanye, and you know what was interesting? They were talking about him on CNN.
Kanye.
They were doing a whole panel on
this.
Yeah.
It's big news, Steve.
He just doesn't have the right information. And Donald Trump is talking about Kanye, too. You know, and Kanye, he gets it. And then the crowd can't even clap.
Because he supports Donald Trump and anyone that supports Donald Trump, you know, he likes that support. He likes to be liked, you know, and Kanye.
He feels like Kanye is leading the charge.
Yeah, Kanye likes him. Because remember, he absolutely does. That's the way you have to look at that. That's the way he looks at it anyway, the president. Yes. Yeah.
So Kanye wanted his black friends. That's what this is.
Wow.
You've never seen a black person up there.
Omarosa before.
Omarosa?
Yeah, Omarosa.
Okay. Saw how that went, don't you? That turned into a book.
Mm-hmm. All right, Steve. It's time for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, she's here. Miss Ann Tripp.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news, and let's get right to it. Hurricane Michael has now gone from a Category 4 to a Category 3 hurricane. Now it's a tropical storm, so it's weakened a little bit further, but its damage is really already done, and it continues to do damage, believe it or not, as it pushes its way through Florida to now Georgia. There have been two storm-related deaths reported, one in Florida and one in Georgia. Almost every structure in Panama City Beach, Florida, has been damaged. That's where it made landfall yesterday. Tropical storm Michael is now sending rain and 60-mile-an-hour winds into just west of Augusta, Georgia, and northeast Macon, churning its way out of Georgia now into South Carolina. Later on, Michael's expected to push its way into North Carolina and then off the coast again back into the Atlantic. Hurricane Michael was the third most powerful storm to ever hit the United States. By the way, as Hurricane Michael pounded Florida yesterday, President Trump attended a campaign rally in Pennsylvania where he sought to rev up the party faithful in advance of the midterm elections. He did mention the situation in Florida, though, at the beginning of his speech in Erie, saying that his thoughts and prayers are with those in the storm's path and that the government's doing as much as it can.
We've got food supplies, food chains. We're working with all of the states. And let me ask you, this started out very innocently a week ago. This was a small storm in an area they never thought this, and it grew into a monster.
Interestingly enough, Trump's attending an already sold-out rally while the storm raged is the very same situation he criticized President Obama for when Obama had to attend a rally 6 years ago during Superstorm Sandy. Health insurers will no longer be able to stop pharmacists from telling customers that paying cash is cheaper than using their insurance to pay for medical prescriptions. That's a result of one of the two bills signed into law yesterday by President Trump. Both measures had strong bipartisan support. At the same time, though, Trump is attacking the Democrats over their plan to expand Medicare to cover all Americans. Trump calls that idea socialist. According to a report, U.S. intelligence services knew that the Saudi government was planning to either capture or kill Washington Post reporter Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi had been very critical of the Saudi prince over the years. Hasn't been seen, by the way, since he walked into the Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago. U.S. intelligence officials say they heard the plans. However, it's not known if they alerted Khashoggi or the Turkish government, so they could have protected him. Believe it or not, according to a new study by Bank of America, the top priority for millennials is to own a home. And that's more important, they say, than either traveling or getting married or having children. The problem is that it's hard for young people to save enough to buy property because of factors like student loan debt and sky-high rents. We know that. Finally, today is National Myths and Fairy Tales Day. My ears up, everybody, on Steve Harvey Nation. Find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew. Might be a fairy tale. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Just a reminder, we are helping our neighbors in the Florida Panhandle and parts of southwestern Georgia, the Carolinas, Alabama. If you would like to help, please go to redcross.org. That's redcross.org. Or you can text the word Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, to 90999 and donate $10 or donate whatever you can. But we definitely need your help, and they definitely
You know something, man? This was a really, really strong storm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very well, yeah.
The worst in a long time, especially on the Florida Panhandle, they say.
Yes.
The if there is an upside, a blessing in all this, is the fact that it was so fast moving. It didn't lay there like Harvey did in Texas.
Yeah, and poured all that rain.
Because Harvey just laid on Texas.
It stalled.
It created. And then the other one, Florence, was really, really slow moving.
Oh, yeah. And the Carolinas.
Bringing a lot of rain, too.
A lot of rain bands.
If there is an upside, and there's nothing when you're dealing with misery, you know, but just so many people stayed. But what happened was, it was a Category 1 out, and it picked up so much speed that it caught some people couldn't get out.
Right, because they thought it was only going to be, you're right, Steve, only going to be a 2. And when they said that, then they said, okay, well, maybe we'll hunker down and ride it out. But then by the time they made up their mind, it was upgraded to a 3 or a 4, and they couldn't leave.
Right. And it was fast moving.
Yeah, and it was fast moving, you know, and they couldn't leave at that time, so... Our prayers.
But I think that we can't look at hurricanes and storms anymore as numbers. If you see a storm that's 155 miles per hour, Man. It doesn't matter what category it is. Yeah. And,
get
and the range.
Just get on out.
Get on out the way. Don't worry about what they're ranking
it. You're right. Stop thinking. You got to stop thinking like that. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
You
that makes
get
a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yep. I've been through a lot of them.
I know.
You've been through more than I've been through. I ain't been through as many as you have.
Yeah. You just
I've only been through one hurricane.
I've never
been through
one
hurricane.
Only one in my life, yeah.
I've been through several.
I've never lived on any coast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. We've always been inland. I've lived through several earthquakes, but no hurricanes. Mm.
See, I'm not ready for that, Shirley.
No, an earthquake is something different.
Yeah. That's something different.
It is something
different. Well, it's no warning.
Yeah.
No. There's no warning, man.
Yeah, hurricanes, you get a warning.
My first one out here didn't go well either.
Yeah, it's something
tsunami
different.
That ain't no warning, is it?
All right, coming up at 34 after the hour, guys, we're going to play the game. We're going to switch gears here and play the game. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Right after this.
Come on, Cletus. Come on.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time to play. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? You ready, Tommy?
Let's go. Let's go.
Who are you playing today? Did you say?
I'm playing Steve. I'm playing the big dog.
Oh, okay. All right. What's that, Steve?
Yeah, okay.
All right, here we go. The iconic zip code 90210 is in what state?
California.
What sorority is represented by the colors crimson and cream?
Delta Sigma Theta.
Besides Nephew Tommy, which morning show co-host also starred in Who Stole Papa Ray's Money?
Julie Anthony Brown.
What city hosts the CIAA tournament annually?
New Orleans. Carolina. Charlotte.
What is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend's name?
Minnie Mouse.
Tommy the Tiger is the mascot for what cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff are members of
Amigos.
What rap group? Which fast food chain has the popular frosty dessert?
Wendy's.
What 1999 movie was based in a Mississippi penitentiary and had an all-star cast of comedians?
Life.
What legendary football
live,
and baseball live, player is nicknamed?
Life.
He ain't got
life.
The thing.
Temperature's about 100 degrees.
Okay, it's over.
Yeah, you sung us out, Life.
Yeah, I was trying to get a last question in, but no one could hear over your singing.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
That felt good, too.
All right, we have our official.
What it look like?
Don't need to.
What it look like?
What it look like?
I mean, I'm going to go over the questions and give the answers.
What, no ties in there? Any ties?
No, not a one. Not a one.
Not one tie.
There is a score of one, but we'll get to that later.
All I got was one.
The iconic zip code 90210 is in what state? California. Steve got that one. What sorority?
He got Beverly Hills. I said California after.
But he came back and said California. What
sorority is represented by the colors crimson and cream? Crimson and cream, that would be Delta Sigma Theta
and he
sorority.
He damn near said KSI, because they got the same color.
Yeah. Besides Nephew Tommy.
I know I ain't no damn sorority. Keep on, Shirley.
Besides Nephew Tommy, which morning show co-host also starred in Who Stole Papa Ray's Money?
I said Junior.
And you were right, Steve.
I said Jay. What are you talking about? He was right. They both was in it.
The answer is Junior.
How is it possible if they both in there?
Okay, but can I ask you a question? Who said
Dez? Okay, so that was a tie.
No, who said Dez first?
You did.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. That's why you won. Okay, what city hosts the CIAA tournament annually? That would be North Carolina in Charlotte, North Carolina. Steve got that one.
Uh-huh. I don't think he
What is Mickey Mouse's girlfriend's name?
He got that.
Yeah, he did. Minnie Mouse.
I ain't never liked Minnie. That's why I ain't saying.
Oh, go ahead. Don't say that. I love Minnie.
Love
oh, my God. I love Minnie.
That's blasphemous.
Yeah.
How could you say
Minnie
something like
is
that?
The girl. What are you
What's
talking about?
What's not to
about?
Like?
Yeah.
Hell, like she don't even talk. Where they at? Yeah.
She don't even know you.
Tony the Tiger is a mascot for what cereal? Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. That was Steve. Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff are members of what rap group? The Migos.
You said Migos.
Steve said Amigos, but we
I told him to take the A off.
Yeah, we got it. Steve got that one. Which fast food chain has a popular frosty dessert? Steve knew that one. It was Wendy's. What 1999 movie was based in a Mississippi penitentiary and had an all-star cast of comedians? You can sing it now, Steve. Tommy, that was your one and only one you got right.
How did he get it right?
He got that.
He got it right. Life. Steve, you got 8. Tommy, you got 1.
He don't let me have that, though.
No, he didn't want to give you nothing.
He don't give me that. Yeah, give me life.
Tom, it ain't that you don't know the answer, Tommy. It's the fact you're just not fast enough.
I already know. I know what happened.
He panics.
Yeah, you be panicking. Mm.
That's yeah, all. You do.
Too. All right, up next is the nephew and the prank phone call for today.
I don't know why he picked me.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter subject. I like to fight and bite because he doesn't act right. But right now, it is the nephew's turn, the king of pranks, with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
FPC.
Ooh.
All right, now.
Man. Watch yourself.
FPC.
What is that?
That's a funeral picture company. Yeah. Mm. You know, we get your picture together for your funeral.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. It's a company?
So you can take this before you go.
Like a photo shoot?
And then let me tell you one I'm working on, Carla. Where you get to actually take the ride in the hearse and get in and feel how that last ride gonna go.
Man,
you're gonna prank someone with that. It's gonna be your prank. Oh my
y'all
God.
Y'all hold tight. I ain't lying to you. I swear, y'all hold tight.
You are so stupid. You play way too much.
Steve, get your nephew, please.
It's gonna be called the last ride. I'm just saying. Here you go. Come on, Kat.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Darwin.
This is he.
Hey, Darwin, how you doing? This is Frank with FPC. We're trying to come down and see about making an appointment with you within the next week, if that's possible.
Appointment for what, there?
We're supposed to come by. I'm with FPC. We wanted to, we have
FPC,
you on file.
What is that? What is FPC?
Sir, your name was left with us, and you're on our file to actually come out and make an appointment with you, so we can get your picture taken.
You must have the wrong number. I'm not signed up to take no picture or anything, sir.
Okay, well you're Darwin, correct?
Yeah, yes, I am Darwin, and you call Darwin, and that's who you call. But anything about a picture? What's up with a picture?
We've got you on our schedule here, FPC. We have you on our schedule. For us to come out to your home and take your picture.
Okay, FPC, which company is that? What type of picture would I be taking? I'm not taking no picture, but what is FPC?
Okay, you don't know anything about a photo being taken of you? Needing to be taken?
No.
Okay. Sir, FPC is, this is a funeral picture company.
Who?
Funeral picture company. And what we do is we come out and take your picture. And we actually keep it on file. That way, when you do pass away, we have your picture for your program, and we have a nice picture for you.
Oh, man. Well, look, I'm not dead right now. You're not taking no picture of me. Who is this again?
My name is Frank. Frank.
Oh, okay, Frank. You mean to tell me y'all taking pictures of people before they die just so you could have their picture on file?
We keep it on file, and then you have a good picture on your program. And that's what we do.
Like some I ain't signed up for nothing like that. Who the hell signed me up for some like that?
I'm not quite sure, but we're trying to schedule where we can come out beginning of next week so we can get your picture taken.
Next week, week after, you get a picture when I'm dead. You're not taking no picture of me before I die. That don't sound right.
Sir, don't you want to have a good picture on your program?
Sir, you're not taking no picture of me for no funeral arrangements that I'm not dead yet. I don't understand that. What the hell is this about? Nobody. Who signed me up for it then? Tell me that much.
Sir, I don't have the actual person listed here on who signed you up, but I do have the number, and you are Darwin, Mr. Darwin. So.
I didn't sign up for it, and I'm not taking no picture. You guys run around taking pictures of people before they die just to have a good picture on file? That sounds like some man. I ain't never heard of no like that, sir.
Okay, sir. Are you? I mean, we have your address here. Are you? Are you available?
I'm not available. I'm not available at all to take no picture for a funeral. That I'm not even dead yet. I don't get that. That sounds like a bunch of. And who the hell gave you my number? That's what I want to know.
Sir, I'm not quite sure, but one thing we have to do is we have to follow through with our job. So what we're going to have to do is I have to come out there and take a picture.
I don't want to
create a problem, but I have to get a picture of you by next week.
Oh, it's going to be a problem because you're not getting no picture of me for no funeral arrangement.
Mr. Darwin, I have to come by your house at least by Friday at around 12 noon. I'll come by and get a picture.
Friday? You ain't coming by my goddamn house no Friday. You a lie. I be come over here to try to get my picture. I got plenty of goddamn pictures in my house to put on the motherfucking funeral program. I'm not taking no picture. That means I'm claiming to be dead. I'm not dead. That's some old bad luck got there. I don't know who the you work for, Frank, but you got that.
Sir, I work for FPC, sir. I work for FPC.
FCC, my you ain't not taking no picture of me. Don't come over here Friday talking about no goddamn picture.
Okay,
you better bring your goddamn pistol, and I hope they got your goddamn picture on file. But that's a stupid goddamn company you work for. I ain't never heard of nobody taking no picture before they die. I got millions of pictures in here for that program. And when I'm gone, what the f*** I care about what a picture look like or who had my goddamn funeral? This will make me you tell whoever the f*** you work for, they need to go find another goddamn occupation. That don't make no goddamn sense. You're not coming over here Friday, buddy. You come over here if you want to.
Okay, Mr. Darwin.
Yes.
Are you familiar with Glenda?
That's my wife. What the f*** you about to say now?
All I want to do is say this, man. I just want to say Glenda the one that got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy, baby, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, huh?
I'll be a boy. Oh, boy, y'all done lost your head. Look, I ain't never heard of no business like this. Some FPC funeral picture taking. Well, man, I said my New Year's resolution, I was going to cut back on drinking, but you got me over here about to tip a bottle right now. Boy, Nephew, you crazy. Oh, you crazy, man. Hey, come over here today about 4 and get a picture of Glenda. You come take a picture. Y'all got me, baby. You got me, baby.
I got you, man.
Oh, man, I ain't never heard of no company like that.
Hey, your wife put me up to it, man. I tell you what, you tune in tomorrow morning, man. You're going to catch yourself on national radio.
I'm going to tell everybody. Boy, they had me hot over here. I'm going to, don't tell Glenda, but I'm going to have me a drink anyway. I was looking for an excuse to drink. That right there, a funeral picture taken to put on fire. Boy, y'all done lost a half a mind y'all had with that and that, buddy.
Hey, man, I got to ask you something, man. Darwin, tell me this here, man. What's the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Wake Up Show, buddy.
There it is. Get your little picture taken, you know.
Oh, boy.
You know, that way, you know, on your program, you know, you looking fly like you want to look. You know, they ain't pick out a picture that, you know, what didn't develop good, don't look good, and not how you want. You pick your picture. Mm-hmm. For your funeral.
Lord Jesus.
And I'm thinking about going into video, you know, where you get to say things. You know? What? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to get your behind.
Why wouldn't you at least be able to say what you want to say? Mm-hmm. And you get to say final words to people that who you know that you know don't want them to be there.
What's this? The last word? What else you got?
Last word, last ride. Mm-hmm. What y'all
think about
that?
You don't think that's too much? I think that's too much, Tom.
Okay. How about this right here?
I like what?
How about ear meat?
Huh? What?
Ear meat. Like, you know, when people get them crazy ear piercings and there be a hole in there, where is that meat at? That's ear meat. You know what I'm saying?
You mean like keloids? About keloids?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you talking about when they pierce their ear?
When you know how they pierce it, would it be a huge hole in there?
Oh, that. Oh, yeah. What do you call it? Yeah, gauge, yeah.
I mean, you could see through it. You know what I mean? Be huge. Where is that ear meat that came out of there? What? Huh?
They stretch it.
Oh, that's like a donut hole. They just throw that way.
But what is they doing with all that ear meat? They just throwing it out?
Hey!
Huh?
See, when he ride with you, it get better.
We gotta go. Up next, it's the strawberry letter. Subject, I like to fight and bite because he doesn't act right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Hurricane Michael, guys, has really, really done some damage to the Florida Panhandle and parts of southwestern Georgia. Just a reminder, we are helping our neighbors in the Florida Panhandle and parts of southwestern Georgia, the Carolinas, and also Alabama. And if you want to go, if you want to help, please go to theredcross.org or you can text the word Michael, that's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, to 90999 and donate $10 or just donate whatever you can if you want to help. We're going to get through this. We're just, you know, we're going to get through this. We are.
We have a giving audience. They're always giving and helping. And
Steve Harvey Nation, always steps up.
This time it's the panhandle. Mm-hmm. We got to help them.
Yeah, you know, and you know, folks, the attitude should be they need help. It's not about why did they stay and all like that. Because I'm telling you, a lot of people got caught off guard because this hurricane was said to be a Category 1 and 2, which a lot of people have seen that before.
Yeah.
And so they hunkered in. Well, as it got closer, it became a 4, and it was too late for people to leave.
Yeah. The governor even said it.
Yeah, that one got a little tricky, man. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Very tricky. Michael was slick with it.
Right. So, again, if you want to help, go to theredcross.org or text the word Michael to 90999. You can donate $10 or just whatever you can. I'm sure, you know, they can use whatever you can help with.
Greatly appreciated.
Absolutely.
And they need everything. You know how long it takes to get back in your house?
Man, it takes a while. Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. All the damage, you know, the water damage and everything.
That's a big tourist area, too. Vacation spots and stuff like that, too. So you got to remember that.
Yeah. All right, we're going to switch gears now. It's time for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Steve?
Just like she said.
I like that one.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. It is the Strawberry Letter.
And this is a crazy one here. Subject, I like to fight and bite because he doesn't act right. Dear Stephen Shirley, my boyfriend and I have been together for 3 years. At the beginning, everything was perfect. But then I started checking his phone and I saw messages between him and a lot of different ladies. He usually texts one girl more than others, so it seems like he really is trying to get to know her. I questioned him about the text messages, and he promised that he would stop talking to all of the girls. We had a big blow-up that night, but I let it slide. The next night, I was out drinking, and when I got home, I checked his phone and saw that he had been texting back and forth with the main girl all day. I got so upset that I beat him up. I hate to admit it, but I've put my hands on him 3 times, and I bit him a few times, all because he likes to text other females. Whenever I jump on him, he goes to stay at his mom's house for a few days. He stayed at his mom's house for 2 nights, and when he came home, things were back to normal until yesterday. I came home from work, and he was already home and said we needed to talk. He told me he's tired of me putting my hands on him, and he is moving out. He had already packed his clothes and said that there is nothing I can do to make him change his mind. I told him if he leaves, our relationship is over. He said that he needs space. I suggested that he go stay with his mom instead of moving out. He is so quick to walk away. So should I fight for this relationship? No, I think you've done enough fighting, okay? More than enough. The letter started out with, I like to fight, blah, blah, blah. But seriously, I think you're abusing this man, and you really need to stop. I hope he does walk away from you. I really do, because who wants to be beat down by their girlfriend? Who likes to fight, who admits that she likes to fight and bite. This is serious to me, just as it would be serious if he were beating you down. If he's cheating, you need to leave him, not put your hands on him. I commend him. You didn't put that in the letter, so I'm assuming he doesn't beat you. So I commend him for not retaliating and keeping his hands off you. This is not a relationship. This is an abusive, controlling situation here. And I'm glad that he's leaving you. Steve?
Wow.
Wow.
He's beating her up. I mean, she's beating
this,
him
this
up.
This letter right here. Yeah. You know, you've been in a relationship 3 years. In the beginning, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. Then you start checking his phone. You saw some messages between him and different people. But he's texting his one girl more than the others. You questioned him about it. He promised he'd stop talking to all the girls. And you had a big blow up that night, but you let it slide. See, that right there is a warning. We had a big blow up that night, but I let it slide. Now, we about to find out what happens when she don't let stuff slide. Pay attention now. Okay. Next night, wasn't long. I let this slide last night. But I'm finna show you something. Next night, I was out drinking. I got home, I checked his phone. Saw that he had been texting back and forth from the main girl all day. Now, let me stop you. He was out drinking. Could it be, I'm just asking, could it be that, after you started drinking and you came home, them was the same messages from yesterday? I'm just saying.
Drunk
now, you done got drunk. Now, you done came here looking at far. Here they is again. So now.
Same answer, twice. Yeah.
He had been texting back for a main girl. I got so upset, I beat him up. What? You just went in there and started wailing on him. All right, now, let me say something else to y'all. Here's what could possibly have happened.
Huh?
Here's what could have possibly happened.
Okay.
Because if you can just go in a room and just beat a man up, I'm assuming you got a little more weight on you than he do. I'm gonna assume that. Y'all don't want me to say that?
I
got a hush over Jerusalem.
No, go ahead.
I was good with it. I know what you're saying.
All right, well, let me rephrase it then. I've been texting back and forth, man, girl. I got so upset, I beat him up.
All right, hold that thought, Steve. We got to take a little break here. We'll be back with part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour. Today's subject, I like to fight and bite because he doesn't act right. Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject, I like to fight and bite because he doesn't act right.
Been dating a man 3 years. Everything was perfect. Came home one day, looked through his phone, found out he had been texting a lot of girls, with one girl in particular more than the others. They got into it. He promised that he would stop talking to all the girls. They had a big blow up that night, but I let it slide. That was a warning. But the next night, she was out drinking. Mm-hmm. Now, this is when we let the I'm going to let it slide go. Because I'm full now. I've been drinking, and I'm finna go and do something. I checked his phone. Saw that he had been texting back and forth with his main girl all day.
Wow.
Okay, hold up. So I got so upset, I went in there and just whooped his ass out. I went inside. Now, I ain't just whipped him a little bit. I beat him up.
Wow.
Now, I thought this might be a weight issue, but let me just leave it at that. Maybe it ain't. Let me try to read on. Then she sounded like a man. I hate to admit it, but I done put hands on him 3 times.
Yeah.
Now, that's a dude statement right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hate to admit it, man, but I done put hands on him 3 times. And I bit him a few times.
What?
All because he likes to text other females. So now, let me ask you a question. Is you his woman or is you his parole officer? Because you act like you got rights to punish him for violating probation or something. Then they go right here. Whenever I jump on him, let me tell you what she wanted to say right here. Whenever I jump on him, he goes stay at his mama's house for a few days. You know what I really see in this letter?
What? Say it.
Whenever I whoop his ass, his punk ass go stay at his mama's house.
That's terrible. That's what you got.
That's what
I got. It really is. You know, this is awful.
Then he's so scared of me, he stayed at, she didn't say this, but he stayed at his mama's house for 2 nights, and when he came home, things was back to normal. I think what this letter say, he was so scared he stayed at his mama's house for 2 nights. And when he came home, things went back to normal until yesterday.
Whoa.
Oh, it don't take long.
Yeah.
I came home from work. He already home. He come talking about we need to talk. He say he tired of me putting hands on him and he moving out. He already had packed his clothes and said there's nothing I can do to make him change his mind. I told him if he leaves, our relationship is over. It's already over. Y'all ain't in a relationship. Y'all in a fight club. He said he needs space. He needs to heal. He don't need space. He need to heal. He can't keep going down there to his job talking about he ran into a doorknob. You just in here busting him up. I suggested that he go stay with his mom instead of moving out. He is so quick to walk away. What? What? He is so quick to walk away. Hell, it's called running. He didn't walk away. He ran and stayed at his mama's house. He's scared of you.
Yeah.
Should I fight for this relationship? All you want to do is fight, huh? Oh, you want to fight for the relationship. You want to fight after you come in from drinking. You want to fight if you go through his phone. You want to fight if he go over his mama's house. You just want to fight. And if fighting ain't good enough, you won't bite some damn body. Now he got bite marks all over him and black eyes. Dog, what is happening to you? This is ridiculous.
He can't say it's good.
This is ridiculous. You're being beat up by this woman. This is domestic violence.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is, Steve.
Women,
it really is.
Women can be accused of domestic violence just like men.
Absolutely.
Yeah, women can be abusive.
And you are an abusive woman, and he should leave you. What he really need to do, since you abusive, he need to go and get with somebody. See, he gonna move out so he can start texting who he want to. Because the mother girls ain't jumping on him. You jumping on him, beating him up, drinking, reading texts. You ain't moving out. Go stay with your mama. You know how this go. Now, let's get a little serious with this, because all jokes aside, this is domestic violence. And I think you have some statistics that lay out. So we want people to know, this is kind of crazy. Women can commit domestic violence. Now, normally it's the other way around, but there are lots of cases of women who are guilty of domestic violence. Lots. But then what man is going to go report that?
Absolutely, Steve. You're right.
You know.
You're right.
This is sad. So let's just end this letter.
Hey, Steve, can we get serious for a moment? Since it's domestic awareness, I just wanted to give like a couple of statistics if we had time. That's
all. Yeah, you should then, Shirley. That'll help this letter out.
Yeah. You know, Steve, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but it's also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And I just wanted to throw out a couple of statistics, you know. Only 5% of domestic violence instances or encounters are reported. An estimated 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men aged 18 plus in the U.S. have experienced domestic violence in their lifetimes. And every 9 seconds, a woman in the U.S. is assaulted or beaten. So this is, you know, this is pretty serious, this letter. And domestic violence in general.
And you know something, Shirley? 5% of the people who this happens to report it. Because it's just like assaulting a woman. You was sexually assault a woman. They don't want to report it. You saw what happened with the Kavanaugh hearing. I mean, confirmation.
Absolutely.
You come and you say this is what happened. Then all of a sudden, the president of the United States is talking about it's all a hoax. That's so crazy how they do women, man.
That's right. That's absolutely right. If you want more information, go to the AlmaGDavisFoundation.org, AlmaGDavisFoundation.org, or you can simply call 678-957-9464. All right, thank you, Steve. Please email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM or at My Girl Shirley. Now, coming up in 10 minutes from the talk, it's our girl, Cheryl Underwood.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, please introduce our girl from the talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cheryl Underwood.
Thank you, Steve Harvey, and everybody listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, listen. I think everybody's getting, like, off track on what we're supposed to be doing out there, Shirley Scrawberries.
What do you mean, Cheryl?
Let me tell you what I'm talking about, Shirley Scrawberries. Everybody got their panties in a bunch because Eric Holder said that when they go low, because he was saying the first lady, Michelle Obama, the only first lady I really know, Michelle Obama, said when they go low, we go high. And he said, well, you know, maybe that need to be different. When they go low, we kick them. Now, let me tell you something. I don't think Eric Holder was really talking about kicking nobody. Am I right, brothers and sisters?
Right. It's a figure.
I don't think so.
About kicking.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about kicking nobody. What he was talking about is we got to stop just letting stuff happen.
Yeah.
We got to get into what John Lewis say, that good trouble. John Lewis got a quote, June 22nd, 2016, say, sometimes you have to get in the way. You have to make some noise by speaking up and speaking out against injustice and inaction. Hashtag good trouble. It's good trouble to get into. That's what Eric Holder's saying. That's what Maxine Waters saying. That's what Cory Booker's saying. That's what that girl named Kamala Harris is saying.
Yeah.
We got to get up and fight. Why? The census is coming in 2020. That lets you know what representatives you're going to get by county number. Don't be afraid of that. I'm the scariest person in the world. People don't even know where I live, what neighborhood I really live. Well, if you see me at the grocery store, I don't really live in that neighborhood. I'm visiting people that I kick it with.
Yeah.
See how I said that, Tommy?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. All I'm saying is we got to start fighting. We got to stop letting things happen. We got to get in that good trouble. We got to register people to vote. We got to know in every state what is the deadline. We got to know where the absentee ballots are. I'm from Chicago. I'm raised in Chicago. We vote early and often. So we got to take over the House and the Senate in the midterms.
Yes.
See, we got to do what they did in Chicago. You ain't never seen nobody put a white cop in jail. That's justice. We let the system work for us. So now we got to make sure we ready. Take over the House and the Senate in the midterm. Get ready for the census in 2020. Then start voting people out of office. If you don't stand with us, then we feel you are already against us. And we just not talking about black people. We talking about everybody in America. Everybody. Because they ain't just doing it to us. They doing it to everybody. And now's the time for us to join together and get in that good trouble. Y'all ready? And we got to use black media, black radio, black newspapers to tell the soldiers, which are the black people that the Democratic Party depend on, what we gonna do.
You know,
because we got to be there. We got to be there. I'm fired up and ready to go. And I'm a Republican, and I'm about to join the other side. Now, I ain't gonna change my party affiliation.
Like Michael Bloomberg.
I need to go no, I'm not gonna do like Bloomberg. First, I ain't got that Bloomberg money, Shirley Scrubbins, to be changing like that. Second, you need me. You need me. I'm the one that sat by the door. Tommy, I'm the one that need to be in the meeting going, with my phone on, going, meet me at the church, I'll tell you all about it. But right now, all of us that hold a microphone, all of us that got a little bit of money, we need to be donating. You could donate $5. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to donate big money, long money. Donate some short money. We got to make sure that people get elected. We got to make sure that right-thinking, moderate Republicans get elected so they don't be so scared. I almost said chicken, but, you know, I ain't supposed to say that, Junior. But you can't be so scared. You know what I'm saying? You got to do. You got to do what need to be done. And we need moderate Republicans to join us.
That's right.
The dude is already on the Supreme Court. Let's put the House in the Senate together. And if you need to impeach him because he has perjured himself, because I believe Kavanaugh perjured himself, then we got to get to it. Let's get in that good trouble. Y'all need to come on. Let's do this. People have died for our right to be at the table.
Yes.
We at the table now. We got to start marching. We got to come together. We got to take back our communities. We got to stop incarcerating all of our future, these young children out here being incarcerated. Give them education and jobs. I know I went longer than I was supposed to, but I need to get the soldiers ready for the good trouble that we about to get in. We got less than 30 days to flip the House and the Senate. When we do that, they will really respect us.
That's
why?
Right.
Because we know you're going to get up out the White House in 2020. Let's get in that good trouble. Come on, everybody.
Tell
Let's
us, Cheryl.
I'm out.
Here we
Your
come.
Vote
come
matters.
Here.
Your vote matters.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Voting matters.
It does.
Voting matters.
It does.
That and good trouble.
Kanye West, take that hat off. We're going to get in that good trouble. Yeah.
Thank you, Cheryl. That was greatness right
Cheryl.
There.
Cheryl,
yes,
you know
yes,
what?
D.
The only problem I have with Kanye is this. Mm-hmm. When you wear a hat and you support him and you try to get everybody to go along to like him, I understand you thinking that love is the way. I got that. But what you need to do is meet with him to get him to exhibit some of that love that you're asking all of us to show towards him. This is a president who has a slogan, Make America Great Again. If you ask black people, what year was America great for them?
That's right.
I want to know what year that is. Before we start going back to making America great again, when was it? It wasn't the 20s.
It wasn't the 60s.
It wasn't the 30s, 40s, 50s. Damn sure wasn't the 60s. I ain't see all that popping in the 70s. 80s, we still at war. 90s, early 2000s. What time period is he referencing when he says, let's make America great again? That's why Kanye should take the hat off, because you got to understand what you're saying when you make statements.
That's right. That's right. Let me
Thank
tell you something.
You.
Next time we do this, we're going to talk about what strategies, how we're going to get people marching. We're going to start taking over stuff, and we're going to get in that good trouble, and we're going to do it the right and the legal, smart way. I ain't no mob. I ain't no mob. I'm an educated black woman, and I'm going to organize people, all people. All people, gay, straight, black, white, every race of person, so we can get them together, because this has got to change. Has got to change.
Amen.
Let's get in that good trouble.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Let's get in that good trouble. Thank you, babe.
All right,
Thank
coming
you,
up. That's all right, girl. Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla is here with her reality update right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy, it's that time. Come on with it. Bring it.
Get ready, get ready. C is here. Carla's reality update.
Okay, thank you, nephew. Ooh, here we
go.
This
is where I shine.
Oh, really? Well, Steve, I'm going to talk about the reality show Married to Medicine. I'm going to get a little serious on this particular show. Dr. Contessa, she elected to undergo a double mastectomy.
Ooh,
and
yes.
She did this.
She did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she did this to reduce her risk of developing breast cancer, and this was a disease that claimed the life of her mother. Now, a lot of people thought it was a little drastic, but she did it. She did the surgery for peace of mind. And Dr. Contessa, she was just sick of worrying about getting irregular mammograms and getting called back year after year saying they saw something on the mammogram. So she wanted to do something about it. And she said, even though she had the surgery, it's not a risk of getting rid of cancer completely. You know, there still is a chance that you could get it, but she felt like her risk had drastically decreased. Mm-hmm. So her husband supported her. She didn't want to tell her children, and she actually had this surgery. And as you know, I'm bringing all of this up is because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And this Saturday, October 13th, which is my 50th birthday, Woo! Lord child.
Yeah.
Yes, this Saturday. And Shirley and I will be in Chicago.
Yes, home.
Yes, yes. We are going to Chicago for Sister Strut Chicago. Shirley and I, we are going to strut to fight to end breast cancer in Chicago. So if you're in the Chicagoland area, you can join us this Saturday at the Salvation Army Croc Center. And it's on 79th Street. The actual address is, 1250 West 119th Street in the Chi. All right? And Shirley, the good news is since we're coming to Chicago for Sister Strut, already I've been speaking to everyone at the station. Mm-hmm. They're saying since we are spreading awareness, the attendance of the teams have doubled since last year.
Yes, thank you, ladies. Yes,
All right.
Represent. Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Yes.
I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right. So shout out to, yes, shout out to the survivors and co-survivors. Mm-hmm. We are going to fight to end breast cancer. And you guys know I'm a tireless breast cancer advocate. I lost my mom to breast cancer. But we are going to fight together to fight to end this disease, okay? Mm-hmm. So we'll see you Saturday in Chicago on my birthday. Bring gifts. I will accept all of that.
As she walking.
Look at you.
Yes.
Your girl is turning 50, okay? 50
and back. Girl, looking good.
Hey, Carla. Mm-hmm. Carla.
Huh? Yes.
Make sure when it's all over, Shirley get on a plane and go home. She don't know how to go down there and come back.
Some, oh, when I go to Chicago.
She go to Chicago and don't know how to leave for some reason.
My
so
family
sure
is there. My brother Fish is there. Everybody.
Back
my
on
friend.
The plane.
Well, we going to eat some pizza. We get some Garrett's popcorn. Mm-hmm. We're doing all that. We shopping. You know how we do when we go to Chicago. So listen to this, you guys. Joe Giudice, you know, from the Real Housewives.
Oh, yeah,
New Jersey. New Jersey.
I don't really know.
All right. So they're saying he might be deported to his native country of Italy after he's released from prison. Wow. Now, this is according to TMZ. He has begged the judge to let him stay in the U.S. with his wife, Teresa. And Steve, she's been on your talk show before, right?
Oh, yeah, Teresa, that's right. Giudice. Yeah, show her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she is asking the judge to let her husband stay after his sentence is over, but they're saying so far, no dice for the Giudices. Did y'all like
Man,
that?
Man, let me tell you something. If you let me out, you can send me wherever you want to.
Yeah.
Just get me out.
Man, just can I be free?
Is it almost time, Carla, for him to get out?
Well, I think he served about maybe halfway through his 41-month prison sentence. Mm-hmm. And this is for conspiracy to commit wire and bankruptcy fraud. Right. So, Teresa, they say sources are saying that she's devastated about the news. And, you know, they have four kids.
Yeah, four daughters.
And you don't know what they're going to do. What's she going to do with her marriage if her husband is deported to Italy and she lives in New Jersey? Is she going with him?
She should.
Not
yeah.
Me.
Wow. What, what's
necessarily.
The... I ain't going nowhere.
Would you say?
Your ass got deported. I'm at the creek.
Uh-huh. Teresa's saying, Carla, that she's not going, right?
She yeah, well, some people career. Are saying she's saying that, and then some people are saying she will go with him. So you don't know, you know, really what to believe. She also, Teresa, she asked President Trump, she asked for his help back in 2016, right before Joe was going to prison, before he was sentenced. She wrote a letter, and she was hoping that the president would vouch for her husband, and President Trump did not. And so we'll see. And, you know, she knows Mr. Trump, the president, from Celebrity Apprentice. She was it was like the fifth season of that franchise. And she has not heard from the president. So that will be interesting to see. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, she told TMZ just today, I think, yesterday, I should say, that she wasn't going. She was staying.
Wow.
She need to talk to Omarosa. She needs something on tape. She got to have some leverage when you go up there talking.
She just something. Got out of prison herself.
Yes, yes. Walk the straight
you
line.
Ain't heard
yeah.
No more from Omarosa.
Mm-mm. No, you
nobody
haven't.
Got to her.
Them boys play different.
Gangster.
Yeah.
What else you got, Carla?
Mm-hmm. All right, and let me tell you about this. Real Housewives of Atlanta will be back in November, and the new cast was revealed. They've been showing some promos. The veteran cast, some of the members are returning. NeNe Leakes, Candy Burris, Cynthia Bailey, Portia Williams, who is engaged and she's also expecting. Mm-hmm. Eva Marcille from America's Next Top Model, she got her peach, and so she is coming back. And Shamari DeVoe,
Ronnie DeVoe's
from New
wife.
Edition.
Yeah.
His wife is joining the show, and your girl Marlo is back as a friend. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Well, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Sheree ain't coming back.
4th. No, Sheree is not back, and neither is Kenya.
Well, neither am I.
You know why? Because Sheree.
I need to see Sheree. Man.
The men love Sheree. All the men love Sheree.
In fact, good morning, Sheree.
That's a lot of women on that show, though, Carla.
A lot of women, a lot of drama. Hit me up on Lips by Carla. We can talk about it. We'll be back at 20 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Tommy, you are known as the king of pranks. King of pranks. Nobody does it better than you. But did you hear about the art prank recently? Okay, the world-renowned graffiti artist Bansky Banksy shredded one of his artworks the moment it was sold at an auction for $14 million. Okay. Did you hear what I said? He shredded it the moment it was sold for, I said 14.
Well, 14 one, million.
No, 1.4 million.
Let 1.4 me, yeah. million. Okay.
All right. Banksy revealed on Instagram his report. His remote control paper shredder was hidden within the picture frame of a painting called Girl with Balloon. The highest bidder paid, like I said, $1.4 million. And then at the very moment the gavel dropped at the auction and said sold, the shredder went into action. The Girl with Balloon painting began to slide out of its frame in 100 thin strips. The crowd gasped and then applauded at Banksy's brilliance.
Wow.
That
did y'all
one,
see that?
I didn't.
Yeah, I saw it. I actually
saw it. You saw it, Steve?
But it was actually the real painting?
It's the real painting.
Yeah.
And what he did was, as soon as they bought it and they lifted it, got ready to lift it off the wall, he hit a button. He had the paper go down. It was set up that way.
To do it, yeah.
Yeah, that's how he wanted it.
Yeah, he had the built-in shredder in the frame, and he put it on Instagram how he actually did it. And so now they're saying that the painting is worth more now.
It's worth more than
shreds?
That.
But
yeah.
Well, they didn't shred completely up. Like half of it came out, had shredded, tattered ends on it. The rest of it was the paint. They did say it's worth more now.
It's because it's shredded.
See, that's that rich pranking right there. I ain't got that fun. That's
You're
that
not
rich
there
pranking.
Yet.
I ain't there yet. That's like if I go do something to Uncle Steve's car. You see what I'm saying?
What?
That's rich pranking.
If you do something to
I don't believe that came out of your mouth.
Like, if I take all the tires off his rolls and put some Cutlass tires on it, see, that's rich pranking.
See, that's rich pranking, but you know what that's going to get you, though?
Yes, come on.
A poor ass woman.
What?
A poor ass woman.
Just like right off the neighborhood block.
Yeah, you're going to take you back in Cleveland. Man, I'm crazy.
Can you imagine, though, everybody at the auction?
So, the gasp.
That's up
what you going to do, Tommy?
King
of
pranks. They say that was brilliant. Yeah. What you got next, Tommy?
King of pranks.
Let's see. I don't know but one rich person, so I'm trying to figure out what of his stuff I can.
Ask him.
You can shred.
How about I put something in Uncle Soup, and when he walk on stage at Family Feud, it just starts shredding and coming off, and his ass just naked by the time he gets on stage. By the time he gets center stage, he just butt-ass naked right there. I hit a button, and on that suit just starts shredding off of
Dave Hill
right there. Just standing there with a nice beard and a mustache and bucket naked.
You have the shredder remote.
When I find you, Tommy, I swear to God, I'm trying to kill you.
Now, that's funny right there, Steve. You're coming.
You have to.
One more time, Tommy. What now?
I got a remote control, and when I hit it, as soon as he walk out there, I just hit the button. You know what I'm saying? I hit the button, and then the whole suit just starts shred from the shoulders on down, and he is just butt naked. Everything around him going crazy. Top surveys on the board. We got families on each side, and he butt naked right there with a card in his hand that say Family Feud.
That visual is crazy. All right, coming up, more of this crazy Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this. Put some clothes on, Steve.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In entertainment news, Fabolous is facing 4 felony charges tied to his alleged assault on Emily B., his longtime girlfriend. We all remember this story, and the mother of his 2 children. TMZ is reporting that Fabolous was indicted last week in New Jersey on 1 count of domestic violence with significant bodily injury, 2 counts of threatening to kill, and 1 count of possession of a weapon, a pair of scissors. The incident in question, where he's accused of threatening to kill Emily and her family members, was partially captured on video. She says he punched her in the face so hard it knocked out her front teeth in the weeks leading up to another altercation in their driveway. The couple are still together through all of this.
What?
Yeah. In the past few months, they've been spotted in public at events and on family vacations.
What?
Wow.
Well, let me say this to you. If you knock my damn teeth out,
say it.
Don't go to sleep.
Man, they're still together.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they are.
And that'll be the only reason we still together. Because I'm waiting on you to go to sleep.
No, you're not going to get my teeth and I don't get yours. I tell you that.
That's what I'm saying, though.
All right. In other entertainment news, the Daily Mail is reporting that the Jay-Z and Beyonce, the Carters, cut off the West. Kim Kardashian and Kanye, they're talking about, because of their ties to President Trump. Jay-Z and Beyonce prominently supported both Barack Obama and his would-be successor, Hillary Clinton. We all know that. However, Kanye has been vocal about his support for the president right now, even rocking that MAGA hat on multiple occasions. He has a visit planned with President Trump and Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, at the White House today. It's on the schedule for today.
You know, man, everybody's been talking about this.
Yeah,
I cannot understand that, man. I really can't, you know.
He thinks he's doing good, trying to do some good.
I understand the thought. But
you had good intentions.
You should have called him.
Oh, yeah. Dog, let me tell you something, man. I had some real good intentions when I went up there.
Yeah,
before he was voted in. I mean, before the inauguration.
Yeah, he was still president-elect at that time.
You know, I went up there with some good intentions. But once I found out how this all plays out, I can't be bothered with you, man. You can't do what you've done to these many people. Even if you go along with, I think Kanye. And you know what was interesting? They were talking about him on CNN.
Kanye.
They were doing a whole panel on
this.
And
it's big news. It's big news, Steve.
He just doesn't have the right information. And Donald Trump is talking about Kanye, too. You know, and Kanye, he gets it. And then the crowd can't even clap.
Because he supports Donald Trump. And anyone that supports Donald Trump, you know, he likes that support. He likes to be liked, know, and Kanye.
He feels like Kanye is leading the charge.
Yeah, Kanye likes him. Because remember, he absolutely does. That's the way you have to look at that. That's the way he looks at it anyway, the president. Yes. Yeah.
So Kanye wanted his black friends. That's what this is.
Wow.
Never seen a black person up there.
Omarosa before.
Omarosa?
Yeah, Omarosa. Okay.
Saw how that went, don't you? That turned into a book.
All right. When we come back, last break of the day, Steve's closing remarks and something very special happening for Steve we'll tell you about at 49 minutes after the hour, right after this.
That?
Yeah, it's another blessing. Look at God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, before you get to the closing remarks, we have to say congratulations to you yet again. Congratulations, Steve.
What is it?
Tonight, Steve will be honored at the Merge Summit. It is their 10-year anniversary. It's going to be hosted by none other than Anthony Anderson, performances by Faith Evans and Kiara Sheard. It's going to be right here in Los Angeles, the summit. They'll have events all weekend. They want to empower believers who want to break into Hollywood. So congratulations, Steve is being honored tonight. They love you, Steve. They love your work. They love your work ethic. And they love you.
Tommy. I'm sorry, Junior.
That's great, huh?
Well, I was just apologizing to you and Junior.
Why?
Because the gap just keeps spreading. And I know Junior, he wants to, you know, especially Junior, you know, he's trying to
wrap my mind around this, man.
Yeah, and I want him to, but some of the stuff just throws him so deep.
They're happy for you, sir.
Yeah. I love it. I'm glad, huh?
Yeah. Are they happy for me? I don't doubt that.
What'd you say, Tommy? What'd you say?
I'm happy for him. I'm happy.
Huh?
I'm happy for him.
What?
I'm just.
That's a little shade congratulations type.
I mean,
what else he going to win?
Don't
and he
Lord
got him
had enough.
Yeah.
He said he had enough.
Yeah.
Don't got
all
them
image awards and Emmys and Hall of Fame radio and Star on the Sidewalk and Marconi Awards and Radio Personality of the Year.
Well,
I think I won that. What, I won that about 30 times?
Yeah, at least minimum.
I ain't been on 30 years, but they anticipating.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Yeah, so I'm, you know, I just wanted to stop and say that Junior and Tommy, I'm sorry, you know.
Oh, sorry, I'm doing well too. You should see where I was 5 years ago.
Junior, let's keep it real.
Let's keep it real.
You should have seen where I was 5 years ago.
It's all good.
That's won't he do it?
Yeah.
Hey, Junior, 5 years ago, you'd have been looking at Lance.
Man, I had to save up. Been so many shows I had to do. People I had to borrow money from just to get a light in this room. Oh, I sure feel good to grab them. Man, just grab one and just pay for them. Thank you, Lord.
Being some of that, that trickle down, that fallout, Congratulations, though, Steve. Well-deserved to be honored tonight at the Merge Summit.
Yeah, I go down there and get that, and, you know.
Shout out to Dr. Holly Carter, though. This is her whole idea. Yeah, Dr. Holly Carter.
I didn't know that.
Ooh, have your information before you get to the event.
Hey, get down there. Hey, Holly Robinson, Pete. Man, you know the most embarrassing moment I've ever had, I kid you not, and I've never shared it with you.
No.
What was the black lady's name? Okay.
From Law and Order.
Hiawatha Patha.
Her name is S-E-Patha.
Patha.
It's what?
Murkison.
Murkison. Is it Murkison? Yeah.
And you called her what, Steve? Tell the story.
Man, I introduced this woman at Black Journalist, National Association. National Association Black Journalist in D.C. Boy, I introduced this woman. I didn't know her name. And I was trying to remember it, and they showed it to me. I said, ladies and gentlemen, from Law and Order, Hiawatha Patha.
Man.
If you'd have seen them people in that room looking around to try to find who I was talking about.
Hiawatha.
I said, Hiawatha Patha. That lady stood up and walked up to that podium next to me and tapped me on my shoulder. She said, that's the worst attempt at my name I've ever heard.
Ever.
I looked at her, I said, I'm sure sorry, baby. How you pronounce it? She said it. I wasn't even close. When she told me how I was pronounced, I just went,
she can act up behind.
Good actress.
Oh, that's what I laid it out too, though. I said, man, this girl got it. Oh, she can act. She own it, man. Ladies and gentlemen, Law and Order, this woman's chops, I ain't seen. Hiawatha Patha.
Music.
And the round of applause was like spattering because nobody knew what I was talking about.
No one.
That far off, dog. You're
so tonight, don't get up there talking about show your love.
Yeah. It's Holly Carter.
Anybody standing next to Anthony Anderson. Ladies, thank you, Anthony, Tracy Ellis Ross. Right. You know, being here tonight.
Like he nailed it,
And Dr. Polly be standing there looking just as crazy.
Dr. Holly Carter. Not Polly.
He just said
Polly.
He just said Dr. Pollard.
And you know Holly. We've known her for years and years.
No. I said Dr. Polly.
Yes, you did, Steve, because your sister's name is Polly. So
you get the connection.
Yeah.
Just say Dr.
Holly. Yeah, Dr. Carter.
Doctor.
Thank you,
Doc. Just say Holly. We've always called her Holly.
Yeah, I know Holly.
And don't question doctor.
Yeah, don't say any
of that.
We just
said it three times.
Yeah, because you know I'm a doctor. When you start practicing.
All right, we got to get out of here, Steve. Take us home.
All right, y'all have a great weekend.
It's Thursday.
Know your days.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.